My name is Lawrence Reyes. I'm chair pro temp of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. We are meeting today.
Recording in progress.
Okay. My name is Lawrence Reyes, chairperson pro temp of the Pacifica, the PNB Elections Committee. And we are meeting today on November the 20th, January the 26th. 2022, and we have achieved quorum, and we will go with the business in order. First order of business is
to ask for 25th.
Excuse me?
25th.
Today's the 25th. Right. I'm sorry. I thought today was Wednesday. Okay. So it's January 25th, 2022, and we are convening today at 6:57 Eastern Time. And with that, we will go to preliminary business and ask for a volunteer to be secretary pro temp. Are there any volunteers? Janine is the current secretary pro temp. Are you willing to continue, Janine?
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Next order of business will be selection of a chair pro temp. I am chair pro temp at the moment. Are there any volunteers? Okay, hearing none, by default, I will continue. Janine, so before we get to the report, Akio Tanaka submitted a motion, and that motion, I'm going to rule it out of order, because it's dilatory, and there has been already those points that he has made in regards to that motion was addressed two previous times. It has been addressed at many other speeds, so I will rule it dilatory. And the other rationale that I'm going to give you is because it is subject to litigation right now, and the natural election supervisor has submitted a report in regards to some of the questions that some people that don't agree with the results and the disqualification of some of the KPFK candidates. She has submitted her report, page 20, I believe, will reflect the reasons why those disqualifications happened, according to our bylaws, the fair campaign provisions, and also California Corporation Code. So, Mr. Tanaka, I've given you the light of day twice. I'm ruling your motion as dilatory and out of order.
That's
my ruling.
Hold on, please.
I think we need to do a roll call for the record.
Yes, for the record.
Yeah,
correct.
That's fine. That's fine. So that is my ruling. The only thing that's in order right now is either you agree with my ruling or you wish to challenge.
Ms. Bill, I challenge ruling your chair, but I'm okay to wait till after roll call.
Oh, we didn't do roll call.
No, we didn't.
Oh, my bad.
Hello, I'm trying to keep it clear, keeping the line clear.
No, thank you.
If you need to speak, please raise your hands, and you can do that online in Zoom, or you can, if you're on the phone, you can hear you can hit *9 to raise your hand.
Please take the roll. We're not taking the step right now. I jumped the gun there. Please take the roll of the committee members to reflect that we have called.
Okay, great. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Thank you. Susan Da Silva. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Thank you. Dee Dee Halleck. William Hairwagon.
Present.
Thank you. Susan Moreno.
Present.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes. Janine Roan, that's myself. I'm here. Akio Tanaka?
Here.
Thank you. And Andrea Turner? Okay, so out of our 11 members, we have 7 present.
Okay, that establishes quorum. Let me restate my ruling. The reason why I thought the preliminary role was actually the official role, but I made a mistake. So I apologize for that. So my ruling is to rule Akio Tanaka's motion out of order. It's dilatory. It has been given the committee light of day 2 previous times, and it's back offered to this committee. And my rationale is that the National Election Supervisor in her final report did articulate the reasons why those persons were disqualified. They violated the fair campaign provisions and also California Corporation Code. Further, this matter is under litigation, and I don't think that it being dilatory is the reason why we should even give it another light of day. So what's in order right now is a challenge to the ruling of the chair.
Yes, may I speak to that, Mr. Chair?
Do you wish to challenge my ruling?
Yes, this is Bill Crozier. I challenge the ruling of the chair. Okay, so
okay, Bill,
what you stated, respectfully, Lawrence, is not correct. The candidates did not violate any fair campaign revisions. They didn't violate California law. It's clear from reading the NES report, which I did, that that's not the case. The NES had an issue with an organization that endorsed them, but not with the particular individuals that were disqualified. Our fair campaign provisions and the bylaws do not allow the NES to disqualify a candidate because she doesn't like what somebody else did. And I mean, it's also pretty peculiar that 4 of the candidates that were endorsed by this group were disqualified, but not the others. And I mean, just all kinds of strange things, but it's not true that they were violating any provisions. They were dropped from the lawsuit that Pacifica filed against them, not the other way around. It was crazy. They filed it against all of those candidates. And so they're no longer in the lawsuit. And what the NES did was just wrong. I mean, such a gross travesty of democracy to wait until after the voting has been completed, not just the nominations, and then disqualify them, not tell voters that their candidates were going to be disqualified, and then also not even to provide the listing of the votes, the tabulation of the votes. In the past, we've always had tabulation of all the candidates, so you can see how the transfer votes went. And it was clear from the NES report from Terry Goodman had an appendix, an exhibit in there, that he said that at least 3 of them would have been elected if their votes had been counted.
Mr. Crozier, Bill, excuse me. What's in order is the merits of the ruling of the chair.
Well, I'm stating that
you're not arguing the motion.
Okay, well, I'm stating that what you stated was incorrect, though. What you stated was incorrect, though, Mr. Chair, because they did not violate any fair campaign provisions, and they didn't violate California law. And if the NES had a disagreement with the organization that endorsed them, that shouldn't have affected their candidacy.
Okay, you're still arguing the merits of the motion, Mr. Crozier. What's in order is the challenge to the ruling of the chair. So I would think that you may have exhausted yourself on your challenge. I get to finish, but I'm going to go to other people who either oppose the ruling of the chair or support the ruling of the chair. So with that, I will go to that was someone against my ruling. I will go to someone for my ruling. Does anybody want to speak in support of the ruling of the chair? Okay, hearing no one.
I would like to say something that Bill said, that the organization is the ones that not the actual candidates that set that in action, but don't you have to have the approval of the candidates to use them? And if not, then there's grossly an issue there from the organization. And if you don't care enough about the candidates to first ask them if they agree to have their name used, and then that's a big problem.
Okay, thank you, Susie. Anybody, that was someone I would interpret that as a friendly towards the ruling of the chair. Anyone in opposition to the ruling of the chair? Okay, hearing none.
Zaki's motion.
That he hasn't spoken up, so I'm gonna move on. If Zaki wants to speak, he could speak to the merits of the ruling of the chair, but not to the merits of his proposal.
Yeah,
Chair, I want to let you know there's two hands up as well from public. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll go to the public.
Okay, I do have...
Go ahead, Aki. You want to speak?
Sure. Again, you know, the basic issue with the NES's disqualification is that if you read the five provisions of the Fair Campaigns provisions, none of those five apply to the disqualification that she cites. And also the California Corporations Code doesn't allow, disenfranchising a voter at end of the election. And that's what happened, that they were disqualified after all the votes had been cast, which is against the corporate code.
Thank you, Aki. So I'll take someone in support. If anybody else wants to speak, I'll get to finish. Okay. Hearing no one wanting to speak, Ms. Mata. I need a lot of disenfranchising, and there is a lot of disenfranchising. When you are soliciting money outside of the fair campaign provisions in the California Corporation Code to gain an unfair advantage, that is disenfranchising. That is seeking an advantage to your benefit. And that is some of the things that the National Election Supervisor, according to her discretion, cited, and so has specific counsel, and this matter is in litigation. So my ruling stands. I have not had a change of mind on this. So before we go to the committee vote, I'm gonna go to the public. Who's Sam was up first, Jenny?
Bella DeSoto.
Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to address the issue of the roll call. What got confusing at the beginning, and then I will speak to the merits of your ruling, Mr. Chair, quickly, is that we were not on live stream via Maestro, nor Zoom, and that's what created the confusion. And I do not feel that it's appropriate for anyone outside of this committee to rule whether we have quorum or not. I don't think that is a fair approach, and I protest that. Okay. I wanted to speak in support of the ruling of the chair simply because I know that this situation has been aired and covered quite extensively, and it is clear that the violations were made. And what Susie enumerated a few moments ago, it's clearly at the core of the argument that these individuals were acquiescent. And they allowed themselves to be utilized for the purposes of getting advancement, while all the other candidates had to pay to announce to the general membership about their candidacy because the stations refused to conduct the Fair Elections Campaign Protocol on air live. Thank you. So there are double issues there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bella, for your comment. Janine, who's the next person with the hand up?
Sue Cohen Johnson has her hand up.
Go ahead, Sue.
Hey, could you read your ruling again? And that's all.
Okay, my ruling is that the motion is dilatory. It has been brought to this committee various times. It has been brought to the KPFK MB various times. It is dilatory because it has been dispensed with. Further, it is under litigation, and the litigation is going well for Pacifica. It's not going well for the plaintiffs. So that's the merits of my ruling. I called it out of order because this motion has been addressed twice at this committee, and I don't want to poison the well on either side. So I think the fairest thing that I can do is rule it out of order as dilatory. So any other member of the public, Sue? Sue, are you done? Okay. Janine, any other member of the public?
Done, thank you.
Yeah, no, I don't see any. And I was able to find the issue on the NES report, and it's pages 16 through 18. And I believe I read some of it two meetings ago back in December or at the beginning of January.
We're not gonna rehash that.
Yeah.
That's not what's in front of us. So what's in front of us, a yes vote supports the ruling of the chair. A no vote does not. Janine, can you please take the roll?
Okay, so this is yes to uphold the ruling of the chair or no to not. Bill Crozier?
No.
Thank you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Thank you. William Hairwagon?
Yes.
Thank you. Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Thank you. Janine Roan is a yes. Akia Tanaka?
No.
Okay. And so that's two no's and four yeses. So it goes to the chair if the chair wants to vote.
Yes, the chair will vote yes to affirm my ruling.
Okay.
Thank you. Janine, can you please ask on the committee and those who are on the scene what's next on the agenda?
Okay, I should be able to help with that.
please.
So maybe I can't. Sorry, I just need a second.
If you like, Madam Secretary, I could read it.
Well, we kind of skipped over. So we had the election of the pro tem chair. Set time certain to adjourn is still on the agenda. And then we would have approved minutes, review motion referred back to committee, which was attached.
I'm leaving.
Review task force report status, review report priorities. I think I'm reading an old one. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, let me pull up that one that you sent.
Set time certain to adjourn, approve minutes, review motion referred back to committee, review of the EC report status, that's our committee report status, then public comment, new business, and set new meeting date, and then adjourn.
Okay. Thank you, Janine, for that. All right, so we... have elected Secretary Pro Tem, Chair Pro Tem. The motion that was referred back to committee is in the Google Doc, right, Janine?
Actually, it's in the email.
It's in the email. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It
so
is.
It's
Thank
in
you.
The email sent today. Yeah.
At the bottom.
So I think one of the things that I want the committee to consider is that we. On Thursday, the outgoing chair and the coordinating committee asked us to provide a a report. So one of the ideas that I have is, I know we have a laundry list and we could include that in the report. But I think the first thing that we need to reaffirm is that the actual resolution that the PNB passed from this committee in regards to getting some of the data and that kind of stuff. Can you pull that motion up, Janine? And I think we could base our report off of that, requesting reaffirmation of that resolution. And then we could also consider submitting the information that you have gathered together, you and the task force has gathered together. Do you want to address that, Janine?
So are you saying the motion that was originally passed by the PNB in September?
Yeah.
Okay, let me find that.
All right. Because I think we should base our report off of that, because that gives us, we did have some proposals that were found to be friendly by the PNB, and I think we should consider basing our final report to the PNB based on that proposal. And Janine, I'd like to ask the committee if it's okay for Janine, for me to ask for permission for Janine to read the report to the PNB on Thursday. Does anybody have any objections on that? I'm sorry, Janine, are you okay with doing that?
Yeah.
Bill Fostack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Can we get a copy of the report? It hasn't been finalized yet, has it?
Right. No. I'm just saying that the final report, asking for Janine to read it because I have a governance committee report to also provide read to the PNB.
Okay. I'm just wondering if we're going to get to approve it first also.
Right. So we will dig up that resolution that was passed that gave us some latitude in regards to some of the things that we were requesting. I think some of those things were not provided. So I think that's one of the things that we could base our report on. And then the other part of the report should be on the testimony that was taken from the stakeholders throughout the network in our earlier meeting.
Okay, well, Bill for the stack again, or if I could finish.
Yeah, Bill.
So the motion that was sent back to the committee, I'm not exactly sure why it was sent back to the committee, so maybe that would be helpful to know, but also there's a few little minor errors, or maybe not so minor. One of the things that was requested was, it says list of call-in complaints with what actions were taken to remedy. It should have been all complaints. We talked about it at the last meeting, not just call-in complaints, because there were, you know, the ones that were submitted on the official form weren't listed in the NES report either. And this is kind of unusual. They used to be listed along with their disposition, you know, in the NES report. So it's hard for anybody reading the report to determine what kind of complaints were filed and what happened as a result. So just change it to all complaints instead of call-in complaints.
Okay.
And I think we approved that change last meeting.
That sounds like a reasonable request. I think that should be done. Yeah. Does the committee have any objections to Bill's recommendation?
Chair, can
okay,
I?
Hearing none.
This is Janine.
Yes, go ahead, Janine.
I just forwarded both the motions. The first one that was passed on September 13th, and then the other one by the PNB, and then the other one that got sent back to us. My feeling from listening to the PNB meeting was an overall messaging that we need to not be looking to receive items that would take work on, you know, NES work or LES work, or, you know, that would be time consuming to find out things that had happened in the past. I think that it's unfortunate, but that's the messaging I took away, and that we're much more able to have success if we come up with suggestions for the future. So that's why I do think that the report is almost the way that I'm doing it is, for me, would probably be beneficial before reworking the motion, because what I'm doing is I'm going through the NES report and she has her suggestions, but then in red, and this is all on the Google Doc online for both the task force and the committee members that is in the email, the links in the email. What I'm doing is I'm doing in red what the elections committee would suggest. So, and I don't want to just go into talking about that if you don't want me to, but I could give an example. And if people feel like this is heading in the right direction, then I would continue to do it. And we could possibly either have a follow-up meeting tomorrow, or we could be gathering comments in an online fashion, in an email fashion.
Bill for the stack again.
Mr. Chair,
Hold on. I heard a different voice.
Bill,
You have two hands up from the public, Bella and Sue, but
okay.
I mean, yeah.
Anybody else on the committee want to be heard on this matter?
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
On the Google Docs that you sent, Janine, I haven't been able to access it. There was a link to request permission to view it, and I clicked on the link. It says request sent, but I haven't gotten in yet. So I can't see it. I don't know if other committee members are having the same problem or not. So maybe you need to enable viewing by anybody, so the public can see it too.
Okay, that's what I'm doing.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, it does, yeah. It has anyone who has a link now.
Do you need a special passcode? Because I have difficulties with Google Docs for some reason. I normally have to get my phone to open it up for me. So is there any way you could help navigate me? You don't have to do it today, but maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, I can send you, you know, I really only have like two pages done, but what I'm basically doing is using the NES, report as a guide and then creating, our own, elections committee commentary on her various items. So what I'll do is, I can, print what I have and send it in an email right now. And you guys can look at it to see if I'm headed in the right direction.
Okay. Anybody else on the committee want to be heard on this? Okay, I'll go to the public now. Are there any hands up in the Zoom, Jenny?
Yes, there are. There is Bella DeSoto and Sue Cohen Johnson.
Okay. Who's first? Bella's first? Go ahead, Bella.
Yeah.
Thank you. First of all, I agree with Janine. We got to be careful here because, you know, Mr. Chair, you have classified our complaints and our what we have submitted as a laundry list. Yes. It is definitely a laundry list, but we have to make it as compact as possible. So collecting all the complaints from across the network, that's fine. We already have quite an inventory on that. But I am concerned that we are now dealing with the one that was originally submitted and declined on September 13th. And now we are dealing with the most recent one. And so that takes us back. And I feel that it will make it even more difficult at this stage to finalize, give us more work to finalize what we are almost about to finalize. By the way, I also downloaded the worksheet that Janine prepared so that people can fill in based on their experience, their station, what complaints they gathered, and they, you know, that they have evidence of. So I want to send that I put it into Excel so that most people can open it. But I also did not get the other motion that you said you sent out just recently. I only got the one you included with the email. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. Am I muted? Am I not muted? Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess I'm unmuted. Sue Corn Johnson.
Yeah, in the NES report, there's a mention of the four being disqualified toward the beginning, and then again, not very far further along. And then toward the end of
point of order, Chair, I believe we've already covered that issue. I don't.
Let us speak, please. This is public comment. They could talk about the ham hocks they're cooking. Please let them, let her speak.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Sue.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Jenny.
Toward the end, there are a bunch of emails documenting what happened, and a remedy was sent to the NDP to, and they, according to the emails, they did not do it. And there's a whole bunch of back and forth with the NES and other people about how it was proposed to be remedied and was not, and then what happened. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sue Cohen Johnson. I hope I didn't rush there. If I did, I apologize. I think public comment is exactly what that is public comment.
Yeah,
in
I
DC,
apologize. You're
community
correct.
Comment.
Sorry.
Yeah. In DC, they call it community comment in WPFW. Okay, so anybody else for public comment on this? No? Okay. So I think moving forward, Janine, I'm going to have a lot of difficulty making another meet. I have three meetings tomorrow, and I have the P&B Governance Committee at 8:30 Eastern time, right? So if you want to do another meeting, I would highly recommend that it be maybe sometime Thursday during the day. I don't know. I think people do need to make themselves available to the Google Doc that Jenny has put up. And also we need to make sure that the committee and the task force, those people who sign up for the task force, get the final report as well. And I'd like to send the final report to the current P&B secretary and the current P&B, and also the outgoing chair as a matter of protocol. So that's what I would like to do. So I think another meeting, Janine, is going to be difficult for me, but I think since you've been driving this final report and you are going to present it, I think you're in the position to as the kids say, as my son would say, you can do this.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. I have a final word.
Hold on, Bella. No. Hold on. I'm asking Janine a question. Janine?
Yeah, I have no problem doing that. I guess I want to make sure that we have as much consensus as possible. So if it means I can be available all day on Thursday if people want to call me and give me their suggestions, or you know what I mean? Like if I can complete something and have it up online and email everyone to look at it on Wednesday night, then I could take comments and revise it, but people may disagree. That's the only thing. I actually thought also it may be seen how you could, the PNB is going to vote for a new chair. Is that correct on Thursday, or is it Alex Steinberg?
No. Alex Steinberg is an outgoing chair. What will probably happen on Thursday is that a chair pro temp will be elected, and then we'll have elections maybe a week or two after that for a permanent chair and a vice chair and a secretary. So that's usually the way it goes.
The reason I asked is, if I could explain why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Well, it seemed to me that both Alex and Lydia Brazon had the most feedback on what was lacking or how to adjust it. And so I'd be curious, if I were to send it to Lydia Brazon, maybe we're more likely to get these suggestions implemented if she, as an outgoing IED.
If I could just make a suggestion. I have a lot of difficulty ceding committee's autonomy to something that the committee's going to do. I'm not opposed to sending it to the outgoing chair for his review, and to Lydia, the outgoing IED for their review. But I know they have a lot on their plate too. So I think it's committee's purview to just do what the best we could to put together a final report. So that's it. Again, you know, it's up to the committee, right? It's not up to me.
Mr. Chair, Bella.
Yeah. Hold on, Bella. Anybody else from the committee want to chime in on this? Okay, so I won't get the benefit from the committee.
Well, Chair, I would like to know whether the steps to finalize the report before submitting it, what would work for everyone before we move on to something else.
Right. Yeah, and that's why I'm that's why I'm sort of delegating your efforts to continue to shepherd this forward, right? And to navigate the committee and just communicate in writing and in your Google Docs to see if there's going to be any input that's going to be needed. I know, like, for instance, what Bill suggested about all complaints, right, not just a particular style of complaint. So that was one thing that has to be included in the report. So I would leave it up to the discretion of the committee in empowering you to move this forward.
And Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
I agree with you, Lawrence, that we shouldn't let somebody else write the committee report for us. And to make it easier for Janine, I suggest you just give us a deadline when you need input by, so you can put it together. And instead of having multiple editors, because there really isn't time to do this between now and Thursday, just let anybody on the committee submit what they want, and you just put them together and say, these are comments or suggestions from the committee. And then you don't have to do any editing or decide how to whatever, just tack them together, and that can be the report. And then we don't have to get back together to try to vote on it.
Right, that sounds like a reasonable offer. Anybody else on the committee? Janine, what you think?
I would like to respond.
Anybody else on the committee? Who's that?
It's Janine. I'd like to respond. I think after this much time, I would like it to be as cohesive as possible. You know, I mean, this is 6 months and even more into this process, and I don't really want to put together a bunch of comments. You know, one of the reasons I'm going in order of the NES report is that I feel like that it seems orderly, and it is our response to her report. You know what I mean? It has like a format. And then we could simply do a motion saying that we strongly urge the PNB and the new, the incoming ED to take our suggestions, you know, seriously, in light of the upcoming election. You know what I mean? And then it kind of takes our motion and it kind of backs off of all the demands. Because there's just way too much stuff. I mean, you can see already, I just sent two pages and I've got two paragraphs, you know, one paragraph per page. So it, our report, the motion then would be, you know, to, take our suggestions seriously. I'm speaking to both things. I don't want to just cut and paste. You know, I feel like we're going to be, you know, we need to be taken seriously after all this time. And so I would like it to be within the format that I have, instead of just comments, if that makes sense.
Okay. Can I want to hold on myself real quick. So I've learned, was that you, Susie?
Yes, just to the stack.
Okay. I'll call you after me, Susie. In regards to this process, right, and I've been exposed to this process for a while. And, you know, there's things that are ideal to do, and then there are things that are real to do. We are in the cusp of a deadline, right? And I think and Bill knows this. Bill and I don't agree on many things. But we are, civil to each other, as I was with George Ryder, one of his, good people, one of his good cats. So I just think the process that has been laid out is a process that, that empowers you, Janine, to receive, once you send out, the drafts that you're going to put together, to receive, input, right? And I understand, you know, we don't have a writer that can do what you want to do. I'm not criticizing your writing, because your writing is very, very good. But I think the process that has been suggested is an equitable process, if you will. It empowers you. And it also gives agency to the committee in regards to, you know, how to move forward. So, that's all I got to say about that. And I'm going to go to Susie.
Can I follow up, very quickly?
Not yet. No, hold on. Please jot down your thoughts. I'm going to go to Susie. She's barely spoken.
Thank you. I agree with Janine. Am I allowed to speak now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I agree with Janine. I think that what we turn in has to be orderly, and if she follows what she has, I think that would be more proper than just pasting and cutting. I don't agree with what Bill said.
Okay, thank you, Susie. Anyone else want to be heard?
Bruce Grief still has Susie has her hand up, but I think that's
Bruce Grief does too. Hold on, that's public. I said committee. Anybody else on the committee? Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I don't agree about just adding comments here and there. I agree that whatever Janine comes up with, that's more or less what we send. We already agreed that some of the things that might be said or written were dilatory and there were not included, so I wouldn't want to see comments like that coming in, being cut and pasted into a report that the whole committee could agree with. Thank you.
Thank you, William. That was really pleasant. Anybody else on the committee? Janine, go ahead.
Well, I'm not discounting. I guess I wanted to state that I'm not discounting integrating the comments. but I don't want to cut and paste them. And I do need some review with the committee to get a consensus because, you know, for instance, this is just an example. One of the NES's suggestions, she said, is that she would rather, she thinks it would work better if she had a national assistant as opposed to all the NES's. She had to hire 5 different people. It was a lengthy process. And what she's saying is if she had one assistant, she feels that it would be a much more smooth thing. You know what I mean? And so, and I sort of agree, although I do think now that I think about it, that there has to be a way to kick into gear a local election supervisor if it's not going smoothly, or maybe there's a second assistant to her if 2 people can't handle everything. So, for me, what I'm putting in as the elections committee suggestions, I do want feedback on, like maybe somebody on the committee right now doesn't think that's a good idea. And there could be a ton of those types of things. And if I'm not getting those until 2:00 on Thursday, then I'm not going to have a cohesive statement. I would say that some members feel, or a majority of the members feel this way. You know what I mean? So,
okay, Janine, if I could just, if I could just interrupt you real quick, because you trigger an endorphin in my brain. And I think what I like to propose to the committee is that we have a working group. We call it the final report working group, and it could include the public as well. That's a little bit outside the box, but we have some dedicated members from the public that have attended our screening the meeting. So that's I would say. That may be a committee of 3 or 4, and including the public. So, I'd like to ask the committee what they think of that, before I ask for volunteers.
Mr. Chair,
Bill, for the second.
Hold on, not better. Go ahead, Bill.
Now, this has to be ready by Thursday. Is that right?
Right. That's the last meeting of the year.
There's not much time for the working group to get together and do this and also collect input from everybody and then try to figure out how to put it all together.
Well, I think, Bill, since we sunset it, for the report to be ready, say, at 3:00 Pacific time, I think it's doable. Call me an internal optimist, but I think it's doable. So I would suggest, those people be tasked to the final report and that it include members from both the committee and the public. So I'd like to ask if there's any members of the committee that would like to volunteer. We need at least 2. And Janine's already part of it.
Vanessa to the stack, please.
Then William.
Yes, Vanessa, please.
I'm sorry. I just want to get clarity on what we would be volunteering to do.
To collate, to put together the final report. The report to the PMB.
So I, unless I misunderstood, I thought that Janine has a kind of an orderly, systematic way of doing that, and she was taking responsibility. So please forgive me, Janine, if I'm trying to throw this whole thing on you.
She does seem to have a post on it. Yeah, you're right.
Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry, Vanessa. Hold on, Vanessa has the floor.
No, I was just waiting. I mean, if Janine wants to respond, I don't want to say something inappropriate that I'm, you know, maybe misunderstanding, but I thought that she sort of has the situation well in hand, but maybe I just misunderstood.
That is correct.
Bella, please wait till you recognize. Are you done, Vanessa?
Just waiting for an answer. Yes, I am.
Okay. You want to answer me? That's a question. Anybody, Vanessa?
So you want me to respond to that?
Yeah, can you?
Well,
yes, you can.
Yeah, I mean, I can certainly come up. I can make my way through the whole thing and come up with a draft, but it's not going to be complete. And so I do need, I need folks to be, you know, the committee to be, weighing in on what they agree or don't agree, because otherwise I'm turning in a report with opinions and they may not, have a consensus. So, you know, if people can engage Thursday morning and read it, like if I, let's say I have at least my draft to all of you by the end of the day tomorrow. And I mean like midnight on Wednesday, cause I have a full day tomorrow. So if I were to get something to you and, you know, I could be have like an open-ended phone call on Thursday morning. And whenever somebody has time to check in and give me their thoughts, but I mean, I've got to walk, you know, by noon on Pacific time on Thursday, I really need to have everyone's feedback. And there's opinions that may or may not be, for instance, the elections committee does not agree with the NES about eliminating the paper ballot. Although only 3% returned, there's evidence that some members are not receiving them, old addresses, etc. For many members, learning a phone ballot option would likely be frustrating as well. So basically, I'm giving my opinion, but I don't know whether that's a consensus. You know, she's suggesting, NES is suggesting taking away paper ballots. And for our older listeners, that's not going to work. Will they be able to learn a phone ballot process? I personally, I don't want to assume that's going to happen for the next election. So I'm saying that the election committee does not agree, but I really need the election committee to not agree. Maybe we don't all agree on that. So that's why I do think that as much as I can write this draft, I do want to make sure, you know, we have 11 members. If each of you, you know, maybe that's the thing to do is to take each portion and people can sign off on it. You know what I mean? Like I agree with Paige. Yeah.
I think, Janine, that if you send me the draft, I will read it by Wednesday or Thursday morning. I will certainly read it. And I think the committee will probably try to make time to read it as well. I have William on the stack. Go ahead, William. I'm sorry, Vanessa, are you okay now?
Yes, she answered my question. Thank you.
Thank you. William?
Okay, just a little recall or reminder that the NES did have an assistant with somebody named Steve besides all the LESs. And it wasn't that she was just doing everything on her own.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else on the committee before I go to the public for comment? Public, Janine, who's on the stack from the public?
We have Bruce Grief, who hasn't been heard, and Bella DeSoto again.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to go to Bruce because he hasn't been heard. Then I'm going to go to Bella. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, hi. I would like to send two questions to the PNB. The first question is, what is the exact relationship, authority, and duties of the ED and the NES? And it's probably one page with a complete detailed description of who's responsible for what authorities they have, what options they have, what the enforcement mechanisms are. And I think that I would like the PNB to answer that question. The second question, and it's a question that I'd like to send to the PNB, is what are the plans for this upcoming election? What is the actual project plan or operational plan for this upcoming election. That's it. Thanks.
Bruce, I'd like to ask you a question. So will you submit those questions to be part of the report?
No, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, you know, we can
answer
on the mobile questions all day long, but I think it's legitimate for us to ask the PNB for answers to these questions. Just, you know, it's a question. What is the exact delineation of the responsibility? Because that's proven to be a problem. What is the exact delineation of the responsibility, authority, et cetera, of the ED and the NES and their relationship in excruciating detail? And what are the enforcement mechanisms and yada, yada, yada? And the second question is, show me the plan for this upcoming election. That's it.
So, Bruce, I understand if you don't want to, you had interpretation about included it in the report. But if you email it to me, I'll be more than happy to ask as a PNB member. I'll be more than happy to ask.
Yeah, I wouldn't include it in the report. I mean, it's a totally separate question. Do you have a plan for, I mean, the NES is going to get selected in March and the election's in June. March is like a month away.
Right. So if you want to email me those questions, I'll be more than happy to ask those questions. At the PNB. Okay. Thank you, Bruce. Bella.
Yes. Okay. I wanted to agree with Bruce completely. And by the way, I have the same issue came up when we met with the task force on 1/12, our last meeting. So that was one of the issues that we need to cover. So Bruce is simply going over that, which is very, very critical. I wanted to also agree with William, because William went over what we have been already working on for a while. What Bill Closier suggested is not going to be a go. I just sent everybody the worksheet in Excel format, so that you get an idea what it is that we are looking for, what it is that Janine feels are the bullets that we need for the final report. That is how it guides us. So if you can please open it up on your computer, take a look at that outline, and then that will inform you as to the priorities where we need to key in. Then I also wanted to mention that tomorrow we have a local KPFK finance committee. And I know I have to be there, so I am not available Wednesday, and our meetings go on for a while. But I definitely will make myself available late evening tomorrow, if possible, and then Thursday, Janine, work to on this. We got to get this done. I wanted to say something else, but waiting around for so long, it is difficult. I definitely agree with Janine, and I want the group to take a position on the fact that even at this stage, this ENS, who had all the assistance and help necessary for months, and then disqualified, or rather, cut off the contracts of every single local election supervisor prematurely, right? She did that on her own. And then screaming wolf that she did not get enough assistance. And on top of that, as William said, she had one concerted, dedicated assistant, Steve. His last name, I have it somewhere. Okay, but I wanted to also, before I forget, that we definitely do not want to eliminate our paper ballots. By eliminating our paper ballots, it will completely automate this process and disenfranchise many, many national members and future potential members. So we got to think about this real carefully. We have been steered away from accountability. That's what has happened in the last three election cycles. And now we are facing the next one around the corner. We got to be very careful what our position is on this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. Anybody else from the public? Okay, hearing none, I want to agree with Bella and Bruce in regards to some of the matters that they brought up. I completely am opposed to eliminating paper ballots. I vote at every election in our society, paper ballot to absentee ballot. So, and I would like that to continue. This is bordering on disenfranchisement of the age, of the challenge, and other folks that are part of that digital divide. So I am completely, and I think that needs to. That needs to be stated in the report. So I'm asking for a motion that puts that in the report, that the Elections Committee is in opposition to discontinuing paper ballots. So is there anybody that wants to make a motion to that effect from the committee? Okay, the chair is allowed to make motions. So that's a motion that I'm making, that that we reflect that in our final report. Is there any opposition to that? Any objections?
Can you repeat
no
that?
Objection.
Who asked for me to repeat?
That was Janine. Are you just speaking about paper ballots, or?
Yes.
Well, I'm hold on. Bella, I could speak for myself, please. Most of the time, sometimes I need help, but in this one, I don't. I'm pretty clear about this, because I'm an absentee ballot voter by paper, and I know seniors, and I mean, if you think about our long history of souls to the polls, if you will. That's one of the things that they sacrificed for us to be able to do, is to vote in person and in absenteeism. So, you know, that's something that I feel very strongly about. So the motion, Janine, is that the Election Committee stands, and I'd like it to be unanimous, that the Election Committee stands in opposition to discontinuing paper ballots in delegate elections. So that's my motion. Is anybody wish to object?
No.
Okay.
William seconds your motion.
Mr. Chair,
did you say my motion? Hold on. Did you say my emotions or my motion? Anyway,
well, I did say
it's
emotion,
a really...
but I guess I meant okay. Emotion.
All right. Janine has a
Janine,
point of discussion.
There was nobody that wanted to discuss. Nobody raised an objection.
Well,
if you want to say something about this, you're more than welcome.
I'm the one that asked for that. I didn't understand if you could repeat it. So are you saying that we would do a motion to the PNB against paper ballots? Is that what you're suggesting? Because
that's not what I'm suggesting at all. That's not what I'm suggesting at all. What I'm suggesting is that we included in the report in opposition to what the National Election Supervisors are recommending.
Okay, yes, and I changed that wording. Okay, great.
Okay.
But what I think, what I'm coming to realize is what might work best for those of the committee that understand Google is anywhere in a Google document, you can make a comment, right? If you're in a Google document and you see a line that you want to make a comment about, you can go to that line and go into a comment mode. What I'd like to do then, as far as getting a consensus, is that our 11 members will be forwarded this document, and I'll give a time, let's say 10 o'clock, or that would be 1 o'clock p.m. On Thursday, if there's any issue with any of these areas. And if there isn't a comment by that cutoff time, I'm going to assume that it's the consensus.
Okay.
Does that process make sense? Because I think it'll streamline everything.
that makes sense to me. I don't know how the rest of the committee feels. I will completely agree with you. In that document, in that Google Doc, it's they're going to be a copy of the draft.
Yes. Janine? So the idea is that I could either link it, you know, send the link again along with a hard copy. But what I would need is feedback. If there's any negative or changes that somebody wants, that they need to let me know.
Okay.
And if not, by the time I'm going to be able to report that there's a consensus, that it's a unanimous consensus that
okay.
we believe so, one thing or the other. And it puts the onus on the members to take a look at it in that window of time on Thursday morning. It's unfortunate.
Right.
I mean, I've been sort of trying to raise the red flare, send up a flare, but I do believe that I can get a draft done to be in people's inboxes by Thursday morning.
Okay, so you're very keen on that. So I'm okay with that.
Is Vanessa to the staff, please.
That, you know, I'm
going to
shut up.
So I just wanted to get some clarity because Thursday morning, if you mean like not after midnight, but like after 7 or 8, that's work day. And so then I'd have to try to pull time out of my work day. So are you saying that you'll have the draft ready like after midnight on Wednesday? So I have that time after midnight to look at it, because once it gets into the work day, that takes precedence.
Well, I just want to be honest. I have a deadline tomorrow at 5, and I'm involved in the committee meetings that Bella's speaking about as well. So if I'm going to finish it, I need until at least midnight my time. And that's sort of what I was saying, is that it would be in New York time. I forgot where you are, Vanessa. but that it would be in people's inboxes on Thursday morning, whenever they got up, at 5 in the morning or whatever. But I'm going to need to work on it into the wee hours on Wednesday.
And where are you? What time zone?
I'm Pacific time.
Okay. So
I'm
sorry, Lawrence.
He's out in California with me.
I got you. Okay. So you're talking about 5 or 6 in the morning, my time. So then that gets into my work day because I'm not up at 5, I hope. Okay. All right. I don't know because my job comes first. So if I can, I will.
Good.
Okay. So I think we have, marching orders. Some talking points for 89. And, is there anything else left on the agenda, Janine?
It's just setting the next meeting. I don't know whether we want to just set aside a continuation time just in case we need to have one more conversation before the Thursday meeting. But I, you know.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. Before you close out.
Hold on, Bella. Hold on 1 second. Go ahead, Bella. I don't want you to lose your thought. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just posted a few seconds ago on the chat for you, Janine, and everybody, the actual language of the motion that Mr. Lawrence Reyes just made, and I wanted to read it for everybody to see if there is consensus. This will be clear that the PNB Elections Committee stands in opposition to the recommendation by the NES to eliminate paper ballots on our national, or you can say on Pacifica national LSB elections. You can either say our national LSB elections or Pacifica. Maybe Pacifica would be more appropriate. National LSB elections. I feel this language is very clear, very succinct.
Chair, I believe that it isn't really a proper motion. I've already integrated it into the report.
Thank you, Janine. The member is entitled to her public comment, but that's not, that wasn't my intention. So I appreciate the member's comment, but If somebody from the committee wants to adopt it, that's fine. That's not my intention. My intention is to be in opposition to what the National Election Supervisor is recommending. Recommending, right. So
that is exactly what the language is.
Right. So
do you understand the language?
I understand the language. That's a motion, and I think we could make that motion some other time. I think the report is a response, as many points that we could respond to in regards to what the National Election Supervisor submitted.
Okay. I just feel that this could be at the bottom as an ending, as a position. I thought that's what I understood you said, that you wanted to take this position from the committee. And this would be then embedded at the bottom to seal the report. I mean, where else are you going to submit this to the PMB?
Okay, well, it is the position that I stated.
So if you don't want to adopt it.
It's not a motion, Bella. I'm not willing to put your motion forward in this report. I would
not my motion. You made a motion to this nature.
I object to the protocol right now.
Go ahead, Jenny.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, this report is going to come up with like 20 suggestions, 20 statements. To take one and make it our motion is, you know, I want cards to be played. You know what I mean? Like, I want cards to be played before balloting starts. There's so many things to fight for. You know what I mean? It's not just paper ballots. So, you know, we could have 100 motions, you know, coming out of this. So I just feel like the report in the end, and this is what I spoke to before, the report in the end is to strongly suggest the adoption of our suggestions in the report, because that makes it nice and simple. And instead of making them look at all these different separate things and passing them.
That's good.
I misunderstood the chair.
That's it, Bella, please. That's it.
I thought you made a motion.
That's going to be one of the 20 things. Okay. Thank you, Bella. That's going to be one of the 20 things that we are going to ask for. Right. We're going to put that on the table. And then in February, we could revisit, making a motion to that effect. That's what the committee wants to do. But for now, it'll be one of the, go ahead, Bill.
I think we're over time, aren't we?
Yeah, we are at time. That's what I was trying to get.
Past time, yes.
So we are at time. Let's set the next meeting. The next meeting will probably have to happen in February. Hopefully, I will be able to come back to continue the work on this committee. I am definitely going to postulate myself, for the director to nominate me and elect me to be on this committee. And I hope that you all on the LSVs and some of us like Vanessa, I hope she returns back. For you on the LSVs, hope that your LSVs vote you onto this committee as well. So with that, set a date.
I'd like to move that we have an extension meeting.
Janine, I'm trying to do
all this by email and digitally, and it's difficult, you know. Okay. So
go ahead.
I was just going to say a continuation meeting to whatever. I don't feel like I'm going to get it anyway, but.
Well, you can have a continuation meeting, maybe a debriefing meeting after the PMB meeting. Maybe you could, you know, if you want to do that, that'll be okay. I think you might want to call it a continuation meeting to next week. Go ahead, William. You have the floor.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You just said what I was going to suggest, a continuation meeting a week from tonight in case whatever we need to finish up.
Okay, there's a finance committee, a national finance committee
or no, that would be
okay, February.
Yeah, it's the first, and it's there's a WPFW meeting outreach at 7 Eastern, a KPFT governance at 8 Eastern, and WBAI LSB at 7.
What days? So, what days, Janine?
This is all on the first. When you said a week from today, that's what I'm reading.
Okay.
No, that's a Wednesday. Today's a Tuesday.
No, those are all on Tuesday the 1st.
So let's pick a Wednesday, Janine. What does it look like on Wednesday?
Wednesday the 2nd is only a KPFT outreach committee at 7:15 Eastern.
Okay. So you want to recommend something for Wednesday at what time?
We could do 8:30. I don't know who here, if William or who's part of KPFT outreach committee.
Bill, but, I am.
Okay. So we could say 9 Eastern, which would be almost 2 hours after that.
Which date is this? This is William. I'm sorry.
It's Wednesday, February 2nd. And that would be 6 Pacific time.
Okay, so we'll call this, I know in our unions, we pre-meet and we post-meet. So this would be a post-meet to debrief in regards to reflect on how the report was received. Okay?
Or not.
And is it a continuation or is it a new meeting?
Yeah, just make it a continuation.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't need a continuation designation because it's more than a week's notice. So,
right, but quorum.
Okay, continuation.
Yeah, leave it as a continuation. Yeah, William.
Yeah.
You have to have quorum for continuation meetings too. That's why you always call roll for continuation meeting.
Well, I think the quorum is established.
No, not for continuation meetings.
Does it carry over?
No. Even when we used to have PNB meetings in person, we always had roll every time. Even a morning session and an afternoon session on the same day, we'd call roll and establish quorum.
All right. Okay, so just
all right. It'll just be a general meeting then.
Yeah, just set the meeting. Okay.
No, you say so, continuation meeting, please, William.
Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
Just make it a continuation meeting. So we are going to adjourn. Can I get a motion to adjourn? I know Aki's already turning off his computer. Nancy, is there anything you want to say? You've been quiet all night, Nancy.
Yeah, I'm glad you're going to meet again because we don't know what's going to happen on the 27th meeting of the PMB. They may not get to all the committee meetings. So it's good you'll have.
But that's on the agenda. That's the first things on the agenda is all the committee reports. And we need to get the governor's committee together, Nancy. So.
Yes, what happened, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to adjourn this meeting. Thank you, Janine, for
Lawrence.
Yeah, so go ahead, Susie.
I'm sorry, Susie. I just want to clarify that Janine's going to send us the draft Wednesday morning. Okay.
Wednesday morning, right, Janine? No, Thursday.
No, very early Thursday morning. Yes, and I'll send. Yeah, and I'll text everyone that it's sent. Well, no, that'll be too late at night. Okay. I'll confirm with all of you in the morning that it's been sent, that you've received it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I'm as hungry as a bear. I got to go. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for your service. Thank you, all this, for stream. Thank you, Janine, for providing the Zoom.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ditto. Good night.
Yeah. Thanks, Otis.
Thank you, bud.